everybody. Welcome to an all-new episode of Bad Advice. I'm your host, Drew Marks. We are here every Saturday, 2 to 3, at Skid Row Studios in downtown L.A. And I want to remind our new people, you're also listening to Extreme XM 165 in collaboration with SkidRowStudios.com. We're very happy to be part of Sirius. As we are every week, I am joined here by a panel of special guests and very funny people. We have two people on the way up. That's going to be Mr. Vic Cohen, host of It's a Fair Question, and Marie Del Preti, who is a very funny comedian. And I have the pleasure of welcoming special new guests. We have the co-hosts of The Love Bite here on Skid Row Studios.
Hi.
Hi. We have, I'm not sure what to call you here today, so you tell me.
You can call me mistress.
That feels weird,
you
but
can
yes.
Call, no, oh, call me mistress.
You're going to love Vic. He is going to love that. So we have mistress and
Nancy, just little Nancy.
Nancy, I like it.
But just pretend I'm not here because I'm just going to hang out down here.
Down there. There.
Please
that
don't misunderstand
fantastic.
That. No, she's just sitting at my feet because we don't have a mic for her because whatever.
But I like
we
it down
We have a lot
here.
Of people.
I like it down here.
It's
really?
Cool.
All right, you got some wine?
We're not picky.
I do.
It's our holiday show, so we are drinking in studio today. Now, if you want to call, if you have a question, also, I'm not forgetting you. We have Big Mike over here.
How can you forget
here.
Him?
Big Mike?
What's happening?
Do we just go by Big Mike, last name?
No, I'm using the last name, too. I want to be Googleable.
Googleable. I like
I'm
that.
I'm going to trademark that word.
Listen,
Big
man.
Big Mike Mitchell.
Big Mike Mitchell. It is a pleasure to have you here, sir.
Thanks, Drew. Thank you, mistress.
Thank you, Big Mike.
Oh, he didn't even have to follow it up with, can I have another?
He might not.
And we're also expecting Ron Swallow, host of Angry Dorks podcast here. So he'll be here shortly. Now, if you're unfamiliar with Bad Advice, what we do is we take questions on any subject at all. And since our panel is completely untrained and unqualified, we will offer some ridiculously bad advice. We also take news stories from around the world, people that I feel need some advice, but have been too lazy or too stupid to ask. Oh, come on in. And we'll go from there. If you have a question or you want to join the conversation, you can call us here at Skid Row Studios, 800-893-9562. And we'll put you on the air to join us. Vic, glad you could make it, buddy.
Thank you very much.
All right.
I can't hear myself.
You're not on, babe.
Oh.
Now I can.
Now you can. What about you, Marie? Everything working?
I can't hear myself either.
Oh. Well, we have technical difficulties, but we'll work through it.
Yeah, it's weird. It's a weird setup.
I know. I had trouble hearing myself too, but listen, we'll push through. You can hear me, right?
I can't hear you either, even in my headphones, FYI. Yeah,
I can't
All right,
myself.
Nick, just so you know, we're having trouble hearing each other in the headsets, but we'll make it work. In
no,
the meantime.
I'm concerned.
I hear you now.
Oh, I hear you now.
I hear everybody. What about you, Mike?
I'm good to go.
Because the important thing is not that we hear Mike, but that he's Googleable.
Hey, Nick. I don't know. Someone brought me some keys right now for Ron Swallow, so I got kind of distracted.
You got the
Ron
keys to Swallow?
Or something, or?
I'm just curious. Is that what that is?
Nick,
that is something you should share with problems. All women everywhere.
The keys to Swallow.
The keys to Swallow.
There's yes. something wrong with my
What if Ron doesn't Mike? Swallow?
I hear you, buddy.
Well, then,
I know. It's a jacked up name.
Then he should not expect it.
Okay, exactly. As long as I sound normal, because I can barely hear me, but okay.
Oh, no. Okay. So this is our holiday show, so I want everybody to know that I brought wine.
Ooh,
Vic, you drink?
Looped.
Oh, wow. I like that.
Vic, do you drink?
You know,
good
I'll have
too.
A little holiday wine.
All right.
Have a little holiday
wine. I have to say that I got greeted at the door by Marie.
I did.
Your
I went
day's
down to-
already starting off well.
And she purposely does this.
What did I do?
She wears these low-cut tops just for me.
Look, it's what I own. It's how I live.
It's so nice.
It's how she rolls.
It's called being a female in Los Angeles.
That's right.
You've got beautiful
Vic
clothes.
Likes to
Aww,
think Vic likes to think that it's always just for him.
Well, it is. It
totally.
Is.
Yeah, I was looking, is.
You're all covered up.
I am wearing my most comfy bra. I'm wearing my most comfy bra, which means my breasts look unspectacular.
No, that's impossible.
I'm
now, Vic,
insanely comfortable.
Just so you know,
that's
she is
impossible.
Referred to as mistress.
A mistress.
So enjoy
Hi.
That.
Nice to meet you.
Really? She's going to kick why, the shit out of you, you peanut.
What makes you a mistress?
That is what she does.
I'm a female dominant.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, is that the dominant?
She's my sub.
Oh, so you better not open your fucking mouth. You hear me? Yeah, boy.
Marie's starting. Marie is not a dominant, but she likes to just smack people in the head with butts and other
TV.
Blunt objects.
I still am having problems with my headset.
Yeah,
I'll ignore
too.
It.
We have to persevere.
Can I ask one question?
One question, and we got
to
get started.
Dominatrix, are you into CBT?
Yes.
What's that mean?
In a fucking heartbeat.
Really?
Are you offering?
We'll have to talk later.
What's CBT? Yes. I don't understand.
We are not going off on a tangent. I will tell Marie what it is, and then we will move on.
Okay, please tell me.
Cock and ball torture.
Oh.
Which you do automatically just by being married.
Okay. That was a good thing. Torture my cock and balls.
Seriously, Mike?
Sydney, come on, man. You must not like you that much.
Don't you like a little teeth in your blowjob?
I do like
that. No, I do not. No.
I actually do like the
I would rather go out with a senior citizen.
First of all,
he's in a blowjob.
I was just teasing you.
There's a nip and tuck, then there's torture, okay? Totally different words.
That's all right and valid.
Nip and tuck? Now you're bringing plastic surgery into it?
Here, I'm going to offer you something, and then we'll go. I know you want to do the stories, but I'm offering you something.
Oh, you mean our show?
Right.
Yes.
Well, here's what I'm offering, because I am willing for you to do some CBT under the table while we're doing the show.
You're talking about your show.
What an offer. You can play
with
my balls.
Oh, my God. This is going south.
While we do this show.
During Vic's show, you can do macrame to him under the table. I don't really care.
Origami his balls if you have to.
That's like a dude charging a chick to suck his dick.
All I know is she cracked her knuckles after I said that.
I did. Well, I was thinking under the table, what am I going to do? I can just do some light punches. You don't have to do a lot.
Light punches. That's... Happy holidays, everyone.
You know what?
Our first story is going to be perfect for you two, then.
I like them. I like them
here,
a lot.
Here. Just in case the light cock and ball torture wasn't enough to get things started, here's something for you. Christine A. Myers ran over her boyfriend, burned off his scrotum in Chicago.
Excellent.
Wait, I mean like fully burned it off, like
it
melted?
I'll read you the story.
That's some CBT.
Yes.
Wow.
Okay.
That man has no limits.
This is the article. It says, bad things apparently happen when you lay in front of an angry person's car. Apparently, Christine A. Myers' boyfriend found that out the extremely painful way when she ran him over, causing severe burns to his chest and back, and then tearing the skin off his testicles.
Oh.
Ooh. With her car?
Apparently, she had picked up her boyfriend from a bar, and then the couple started arguing as they drove to their home in Illinois. When they got home, Myers' boyfriend got out of the car and, for whatever reason, laid down in front of it.
Well, that was his...
He was kind of asking for it, I guess.
Sounds like a guy you would date, huh?
Yeah. Wow. It says that's when Myers allegedly...
I like a fight, a man.
Yeah. It says that's when Myers allegedly purposely ran over the boyfriend, causing the aforementioned damage to the man's anatomy.
Okay, I've got... This is what I have to say to that. Two sides to every story.
Yep.
And apparently she ran over both of them.
We don't know.
Nancy, all right. She's down there, but she's...
I don't want to judge people's sexual, you know, things. And maybe that was a thing. And it went too far. And so he decided to charge her.
See, here's the thing.
Crimes.
I will put on the robe and judge, right, for this one. Yeah. No. No. Now, here's the part of the story.
Oh, wait.
I really can't.
Wait a minute. She's hot. I think that
she
he wanted
hot.
It. I think he wanted it. Look how hot
she is. Thank you.
Right.
She's got crazy eyes, which means she's fucking spectacular in bed.
Yeah. I do. We always say the crazier, the better in bed. That's
crazy
why I always tell women they should, you know, like sleep with homeless guys.
Drew.
Because who's crazier than a homeless person? You know.
No. I'm sorry. Let's clarify. The crazier the woman, the better in bed. The crazier the man, not so much.
Oh, you see, I always figured Gary Busey, awesome in bed, but
I understand you
might not want to fuck him.
No.
Just so you know,
yes.
This is what the dating world is like, okay?
You almost got run over?
Welcome to today.
Really?
Yeah.
Post 50 Shades.
So my next OkCupid date, I should offer to pick up because if she has a car, she's going to run over my testicles. Is that what you're telling me?
Well, you would have to be listed as a heterosexual on your OkCupid in order to get a date with a female. I'm just saying.
I don't think I filled that out wrong.
I have to tell you that if I ever got divorced from my husband and I dated again, I would fucking run over every guy with my car. That's what I would do.
And
I would
totally
run. If you ever get divorced, you're not going to have to date because we are so getting married.
Why do you hate men so much, Marie?
She's going to run over you.
She knows them. If it was Marie, I think I would make an exception.
Aww. To being run over?
Yeah. I'd let her do almost anything to me. I would for her, sure.
I think Marie is into emasculating men. I've said it before. I feel bad for your husband, what you do to him. The guy, you got his balls in your purse.
They are in my purse right now. Do you want to
Well, they're safe from getting run over.
Exactly.
Here's a part of this story that bothers me more than anything else, though. The judge set the client's bail at $6,000, meaning she would need $600 to leave jail.
Yeah, that's not right.
A female judge?
Oh.
They don't say.
No, it says Adam Bourgeois. Adam Bourgeois Jr. was the judge.
Oh, I one time had something like this happen, but it was inadvertent. I was dating a woman who was a abortion doctor.
Ooh. Wait,
and,
you were?
Yeah.
And it was Did she try and do that to you?
It was a short-lived relationship. No, no.
Retroactive.
Wait, did she try and abort you? Is that what happened?
Yes. That's exactly it. She didn't break up with him. She actually stabbed him with a hanger.
Right?
No, but the truth is that I met her on J-Date. And she was seriously into giving abortions as a profession. That was not a hobby. And
that's her profession.
Right. And I went out to visit her. I took a flight. I won't say where she lived. And she got
It wasn't Kansas.
So here's the thing. She said to me, I want to, I'm worried about you having, you know, I want to inspect your penis. And I want to do it in my office.
I do that all the time.
Right, so
hold up, Playboy.
Suck
your dick or get freaky dicky with it. She really examined that suck dick.
So yeah,
did that to get laid.
Well, here's the deal. No, here's what
a brother is a best friend, man. Put you up on the game. That's nasty.
Wait. So you're saying a woman can't inspect a man's penis?
I'm saying,
because listen, you want that to go into her mouth?
He took a flight.
That shit better be clean.
Go get that ass, and she made him go see a damn doctor, which is her.
Nancy,
I like
to spend the first 6 months of any relationship with the girl blindfolded.
Well, I'll tell you what happened.
Just so she thinks I'm taller than I am.
What if you married that chick, man? She had you by the nutsack for life.
No, here's the deal. Let me just tell you.
Sounds good to me.
This is how it ended. I'll be real quick here. Basically, what happened is we snuck into the abortion clinic after dark.
Why did you have to sneak in?
I know. It's her clinic. Yeah.
Because
doesn't she have a key?
No, because it was like, you know, it was supposed to be women there. So I went in. Oh, okay. She put me in the stirrups.
Oh my God!
Are you serious?
God, on my life.
I believe him.
In these places they have magnifying glasses over the examining table,
mm-hmm.
and they put the she looked at my dick in a magnifying glass.
Just to make it look normal.
Which felt horrible. And
giving you a pap smear? What the hell was going on?
Well, no. Then she put iodine on my entire private parts, and then she said, I see something, I don't know what it is, and then she put iodine, vinegar. I had an allergic reaction, my dick was on fire. I was screaming.
Vic, if at the end of this story you come with one of yours, we've all done it, I'm going to hit you.
And then she comes at me with a swab to stick it in the hole at the end.
What? That is not true.
I swear to God on my life.
What did you man up and say, I'm done?
At what point do you go, this relationship is not working out?
Yeah. The key question here is, when did she move on to your mangina?
Right?
No, she never
got
there.
Nancy.
Wait a minute.
She never got there.
What is a mangina, Nancy?
His butthole.
She never got that.
The reason I let her do it, in my defense, is that we had had...
it was like new?
I'd gone in and out of her once, like real quick, and I'm paranoid about pregnancy. So the only way she would take a double pill to make sure everything was okay is if she would examine me. So I went through this exam. Meantime, my dick is on fire. She put this they have cream evidently in these ladies' offices if you're feeling discomfort. She's numbing out my dick with this vagina foam.
Oh my God.
And then she carries me. I'm screaming. I'm like, no more.
Oh, like she carries him. She carries him like a puppy.
Because he's the size of a pill. I mean,
she carried me to the lab and sat me in a sink and gave me a sitz bath because I was having such pain.
Okay, you understand that there are men that pay $300 an hour for that shit.
No,
I got one question. Did you eventually tap that ass?
but I broke up with her because she was crazy.
And it took you that long? What was your first clue?
You tapped that crazy ass.
I did. My therapist thinks she had an issue with men.
No shit.
Oh my God. Seriously, you needed to ask a therapist.
I know. She sounds like a sociopath. Come on.
No, I know. I was tethered.
This is one of these people that's going to get arrested for like not having any sort of medical license.
Why do you think they broke into the abortion clinic?
Right? I know.
It's mine. Why are you using a jack?
I am dubious that she even worked there and she was a doctor.
I checked that out ahead of time. Okay. But the thing is, I was tethered. She had me tethered to these poles. Like I had my... She's taking my pulse. She had all this shit. I couldn't even move.
But
I
was stuck in. Okay, how many ladies in the room have ever had electromagnets and zappers like attached to your genitals?
No, I didn't have zappers. I didn't have zappers.
I am in here.
I have to say something in defense of her. You know, it could have been that she just thought that you were like a monkey and she was doing like, you know, tests, lab tests.
Well, you gotta say, Big Mike, he's very hairy.
No, the truth is, I could have sued this woman for so much money. She took all the skin.
Is like 8 miles from here, maybe five. There's some brothers in the hood from South Central that would put you up on so much game, you'd be on J-Date banging everybody. You'll never get your cock burnt ever. You're in the hood and you're broken. All you got is a cock and a smile. You learn how to talk to women, man. You're doing some extra superhero shit.
Can you please black him up?
I'm just saying.
Can you please?
Oh my God, did you say black him up?
Yes. Black his ass
down
up.
Wine bottle and drink out just,
no, wait, not to Leah.
What did I do that wasn't black?
You did some shit that was totally white.
You was so white. White.
Ergo, you got your balls burnt in your head.
Hold on one second.
Thank you.
Then we're going to move on, guys.
Say something.
We're not doing the whole show on this story.
I want to tell you something real quick. Here's the deal. I did get laid. That's why I got examined.
No, you said you got
you
one stroke.
You said you got one in, no, which doesn't count.
Then I put a condom on.
It's like a bad golf stroke.
Then I put a condom in. But the point is, and she was nuts. Her place had like, she was like a hoarder. She had shit all over the floor.
Why would you let her touch your penis if she was filthy?
I can answer that and then we're going to move on.
She was touching the penis.
It was a woman.
Oh, gotcha.
Okay. She was hot.
It had a pulse.
If you saw her, Big Mike, if you saw her, you'd let her burn anything.
Okay. Next, all right.
Gonna happen.
That's it. We are moving on, Vic. We'll come back to this another week.
We're moving on.
Yes. I want to remind everyone that you're listening to Bad Advice. You're listening to Extreme XM 165 in collaboration with Skid Row Studios. I want to give you our phone number again. It's 800-893-9562. If you are listening on Sirius, you're not hearing us live. If you want to hear us live, you got to do every Saturday, 2 to 3 West Coast time at Skid Row Studios. That's www.skidrowstudios.com. Okay, our next story. Here's a much nicer one. Damon Torres. Damon Torres dressed up as Super Mario Brother. He's a Super Mario Brother impersonator. This is in Times Square. He was recently alleged for allegedly groping a woman.
Yeah, okay. I saw this. That's what people do in Times Square.
Everybody, I've gotten felt up on the train.
Yeah, how can
absolutely.
You?
By Super Mario? It says...
Not Super Mario.
Don't he say a man Square? Dressed as Super Mario Brother has been arrested for groping a woman in Times
Wait,
Square?
Isn't that just, you know, like a plumber from Brooklyn?
That's pretty much every plumber.
So,
yes,
see?
That's everyone, or everyone from Lodi, New Jersey,
hey,
which is near where I grew
Brooklyn,
up.
Hey, wait a minute, I have a lot of plumbers in my family. Nobody does that.
Not to you.
Not to you.
Well,
I don't know.
Kentucky.
My cousin got a little fresh. I'll tell you right now.
I like one time got groped.
Well, you with that perfect posture.
Really? Is this going to be another 40-minute story?
No, sorry. Really quick. No. I can be really quick. I one time was groped. I went into, it was a bar. No,
oh,
I was married at the time.
You have 40 seconds.
I went with my wife. We wanted to check out this place called Peanuts. You probably remember this. It was a long time ago. And some guy squeezed my dick in the bar. And
dude, how old were you? Eight?
No, and I
was
said,
was it Santa?
And I said, we need to go.
No, it was a priest.
A long time ago.
Yeah, man.
I stopped doing that.
They're a little aggressive up there, huh? You just there for a drink, and next you know, some dude's trying to kiss you, and she's like, whoa.
Yeah, right. I had a guy squeeze my dick.
I see nothing wrong with this.
Maybe he thought it was a peanut.
I like that. That's very good.
It's a Porky's reference.
See, as far as this story.
Around me. Yeah. Very traumatizing.
I told her, I said, we got to go. Not because I have a problem with getting my dick squeezed. It's just I want to know the guy.
I think with this guy, he was probably just, you know, you gotta let things go. Sometimes it's just, yes. Like, if he said, what's the matter? I just want to grab a little bit.
That was a very bad Mario Brother. Yeah, you gotta put a little bit more of this, sir. You know, like, I wanted to squeeze your ass, so what's so bad with that?
Let me tell you something. Big Mike will agree with me on this.
What?
All these people are dangerous. You got, look at all these guys who dress up, right, Big Mike?
Absolutely.
Like, look at Elmo. That guy's been fucking kids for, like, how long now? We didn't know.
Oh, yeah, the Elmo pervert dude?
Yeah, he went south.
Crazy. Oh, no.
Now what? He's a black guy. What would happen with him in the?
He would get jacked up. Oh no, Elmo got jacked up.
What about
Big Mike, you're a spokesperson for all black people.
I know. I'll tell you, there's no gay people in the hood. There's no molesters in the hood.
Really? Really?
Of course they are. But they don't let it be known because they're going to get fucked up. I think we can use that language, right? I don't know.
Yeah.
So let me make
Have you listened to the first 20 minutes of the show, Mike?
Gay people in South Central, supposedly. They're just dudes that grow old alone.
Alone.
They just what?
Alone. You don't know why. Why the dude don't have
really,
no
they don't talk about it.
But what would happen to the guy Elmo in South Central? The guy who was having kids sex
I can tell
kids.
You, somebody would steal his puppet.
Oh, somebody drive-by shot me. Oh, no. Ow.
Well, guys like that don't get arrested. They just get shot, as they should be. Take them out and shoot them. There's
really?
No
guy who puts one ball and he's done?
Done.
Well, here's a disgusting story.
Justice.
Wait.
Swift justice.
As opposed to what we've been talking about?
Yes.
Seriously? All right, awesome.
Yeah, we have two in a row. We have this. Okay, then I'll do the disturbing story.
We need to open
story.
That other bottle of wine.
Okay.
Yes, here, we do.
I'll do it.
We have empty glasses all around.
It's holiday.
I wonder what happened to Ron Swallow. He's usually...
He's swallowing somewhere.
I want to thank you, Mike, because I'm going to be honest. This may come across as a little racist, but it's not. We were concerned that you would be late because... You might have been on black guy time.
First of all,
I had to vouch for it.
I'm the only brother in the whole building, probably. I better be careful. And she texted me last night saying, please don't be late. I was like, no, this bitch didn't. I know her for 3 years. I've produced 100 shows.
It wasn't
she
me.
You have to understand.
I'm always on time.
We still make fun of Raul D. He was booked on the show. Oh. He's still on his way.
No, Mike, I'm the token black, though, because I'm always late. I'm
have
always
you seen
late
Marie's ass? She's totally happy.
I want to say something real quick. First of all, Big Mike. We didn't say anything. He did. I would never say that about black people or anyone.
No. Vic only hates gay people.
You would.
Okay. He doesn't hate gay. I dated a lot of black men. They're always late. Anyone.
No. Well, you know, it takes time to get this.
If ready. Just because they let you come first doesn't make them late.
So you think.
See, that was, I threw you a bone
that was,
there.
That was good one,
hey, who loves you?
Oh, yeah.
All right, listen, our next
was
story.
It bone?
No, I want to thank you. You were here on time. That's I appreciate that. Oh, yeah. Okay, this one is a
you
disgusting
like
a story.
You special needs or something. I mean, like it's a miracle. He came on time. That's what people do.
He got a special Olympics gold medal.
I have had bad experiences in the past.
You act like he's special.
You're a good boy, Big Mike. You're a good boy. You showed up on time.
Boy, motherfucker.
See?
I told you, Vic, you're
seriously?
Racist.
No, I'm not. That was not what
he
I
will
meant.
Make you a part of his fingernail. Come here, give me your...
I'm so comfortable.
Nancy, you guys need some more wine?
I didn't think about it. Come on.
We have more wine?
Exactly.
All right.
So
well,
funny.
Here's I don't know I'm black until someone tells me.
This is why you shouldn't ride trains.
Thank you for that wine.
Few people would ask to be punched, kicked, or shoved, but one woman said that would have been preferable to what her attacker did to her aboard a CTA Blue Line train last week. A 20-year-old college student told Oak Park police a man struck her in the face with a sock filled with his own feces as she rode the train.
Whoa.
He had a sock full of his poop, and he hit me, said the woman.
That's disgusting.
It was everywhere, on my face, my hair, my clothes.
Holy crap. Here's what I have to say about that.
Oh, no.
Tube socks are meant only to ejaculate in. Not to be putting feces in.
Maybe that's he didn't realize saying. That he pooped in his pants. Maybe he was just... I don't know.
That's
really, Marie? Really? You're going to defend the poop sock slinger?
I'm going to defend the brothers because I bet that was a white man that did that shit, not brother.
Right. Me too.
Because that's just nasty.
Oh, I got to find this guy's name because I think you're wrong.
Wait, what did he do? He hit someone with it? Or he just
yeah, he hit this woman
he
in the face.
He socked her with it?
He socked her in the puss. With the crap.
You know, that's probably
the here's the thing.
He's a fecaliac.
Big Mike, I hate to disappoint you. When I saw this story, they showed a picture. It was a brother.
God dang it.
I'm sorry, man. So we could file this one under what's wrong with black people if you want.
Strike one, Big Mike.
It's like being on a bus or a train and you're like on a bus with one other brother and he's just fucking up.
All you go down with him, right?
Same way, man.
Big Mike, I got a great show. Sorry to interrupt. Big Mike, I've got a great show for you. It'd be called What's Wrong with Black People.
Yeah.
And you just talk about what the fuck was that?
I wanted to do that as a segment on Gus's show when we do like the weekly wrap up. You know, I was like, and he was like, you can't do it. I'm sure
only,
I can. It's because you don't do it every week. It's like one week, it's what's wrong with black people, and it's what's wrong with Jews, what's wrong with women.
Is it the wheel of racism?
We did a section here on what's wrong with women.
There's
remember,
nothing
Marie
wrong
got
with women.
Pissed off.
I always get pissed off.
I've got one word,
women
Marie.
Are crazy. I mean, I love you, Marie, personally. Aww. But, you know.
Yeah, women are nuts.
Just cuckoo.
You think I'm cuckoo?
I love how you think it's cuckoo because we're just more complicated and have a greater thought.
Really complicated? That's what you're going to come with?
Drew, what's the
fucking
story?
Nuts does not equate with complicated.
What's your story?
All right, this next one.
I'm ready.
Okay, we'll move on from the poop guy.
Or wait, we're moving from feces. That was
this one is just disturbing. I mean, more disturbing than the poop one. Mother says son raped her, and then she decided it was consensual sex.
Oh, man.
So well, sex happened.
Now, Mike, you should be happy, because here's the thing. When
he's white. He's white.
This guy, definitely white. Because black people will do that weird shit, like, you know, prison stuff, gassing and all that.
You're scared of your mamas.
How old are the people involved?
Okay, it says, just in case you worried, or just in case you wanted some reassurance that your family isn't that messed up, here's a story for you. A man was arrested for raping his mother. Yes, raping his mother. But mom decided to forgive him and then claimed that the sex was consensual, so the charges were changed to just having sex with your mother.
How old?
Which is also a crime.
Well, she probably just was doing that to defend him. How old?
I don't know. Ron Swallow finally made it.
Yay!
Before we get started, before we move on with this story, I just want to remind everyone that you're listening to Extreme XM 165 in collaboration with Skid Row Studios. If you need to call us here at Skid Row, the number is 800-893-9562 if you have a question or if you just want to join the conversation on one of our stories. Right now we're talking about the son that raped his mother and then she decided because she didn't want him to get in trouble.
Yeah.
I think is the worst part of the story. It's like, I understand a mother wants to protect her son, but at some point,
old are these people?
He looks late 20s.
Well, but if he's able to be prosecuted, he's over the age of 18.
No, he's way over the age.
Okay, here's what I'm looking. I say again.
He's cute too.
Here's what I say. Don't judge. Don't judge him. Marie likes a rapist.
Who she said like her a good son rapist? Was high at the time on crystal meth, pain pills, ecstasy, and alcohol.
That's a
crap. How did this guy even get it up?
Yeah, who
I know.
Is this guy?
He's a freaking Superman.
To whack off. Like, maybe that's I'm gonna tap that ass.
Right, but maybe that's the miracle.
What are you doing?
Here's the question that's really the most important. What does the mom look
25
like?
25 years old. He is.
Ron, I brought this for you because the rest of us.
There's
are
no
drinking.
Picture of the mom, but he's 25 years old. I just read it.
Okay, well here's the deal. I'm gonna share a personal story about this.
What? Dude, you got more stories than a Negro in jail, man.
Right? Story number four, man.
I think he should get into the black club.
Only one or two, Ron. Only one or two. No. And they're innocent.
No, I've got one thing.
That's what I thought.
No, go ahead.
It's quick. My mom, this freaks me out, and I have had to talk about it in therapy.
This is already too long.
I know.
No, I know where this is going. No, my mom said that maybe in a past life we were once married.
Okay, gross barf.
That freaked me out.
Chunks in my mouth.
It should. And Vic, never, ever bring that up again.
You're going to be banned from the station. You keep it up.
It's hard to say something that will offend bad advice.
Hold on a second. You have no problem with what my mom said, right?
Well, no, I mean, hey, everybody has their own thing, and then some people have difficulty explaining why they have such a bond with their children, and maybe that's the way that she can comfort, that she can somehow justify this confusion that she has in the way that she loves you, that she can look at you and see that to her perception is that you're like the perfect man for her, even though that you're her son. Maybe that's how she's justifying it to herself. Now, I don't condone incest. I don't condone any of that.
Way to step out.
I can understand how within someone's mind that would be justifiable.
Well,
now,
I'm not saying my mom was into me like that. I'm just saying that.
Tell me right now she was.
I mean, it sounds weird. I'm a mom and I have a 3.5-year-old and I don't look at him. I could never look at him that way. He is a part of me. She looks at me that way. It's like my limb. I couldn't imagine like being like, oh,
life.
Wow.
She said a past life because she believes people take on different roles every life.
Oh, what else?
So you are not the only freaking lunatic in your family, is what I'm gathering here. I love you. Look, here's the thing, Vic. I think it's fine if I have sex with your mom. I just think it's not okay if you do it.
My mom's married and she wouldn't fuck you for anything.
You don't know that.
Oh, you're so sweet. You defending
your mom. Look at him. He gets all mad.
Right? I don't think we can just assume that to be true.
No, I think you have to assume everybody wants to have sex with the cock of legend. That just has to be a true statement.
Yeah, he was in porn, man.
He was in porn.
Your mom would like me, Vic.
My mom is happily married. She'd like you, but she's married to my dad. They've been married 49 years.
You know what? I feel like.
Then she's ready for a change.
And I feel. I feel like Drew had a past life experience with her as well.
I have a past life experience, definitely.
Yeah, this is all funny, but you guys brought this shit up.
Vic, you know I love you.
Ron fucking my mom, you fucking my mom, Drew.
It's not a group thing. It's not me. It's me in the past. By the way, I was a chick.
Oh, that's so cool. I didn't know your mom was a lesbian.
That doesn't bother me.
That would be kind of cool.
So you'd be okay with a woman fucking your mom?
Who wouldn't?
didn't. Why do we say making love? It's my fucking mom.
I agree. I don't like that. I don't like fucking. I think it sounds really...
My mom only makes love.
Marie just said something interesting. You're a grown-ass woman, and you say you don't like fucking.
I don't like the word fucking. It sounds
I love it.
Fucking? I don't.
I freaking love it.
Sometimes it's like,
I know, but I mean, I don't know. He is right. We're talking about his mama. And
no,
so.
We're talking about his mama. That's just nasty. I'm getting
lit. Yeah. Put on to a new subject.
I like jamming my love sausage.
I like that better. Jamming the love sausage.
Time out, guys. I want to point something out. Last week, we were all here, and we said, you know, it feels like the show is a little filthy.
Yeah, we were disgusting last week.
No, we've outdone ourselves.
I feel like we are outdoing it.
I don't have a problem with it. Nasty-ass motherfucker right there. He's just bringing the dirty. Then you're going to love this next story,
because this one is out of control.
This show is about being honest.
Yeah, you're right.
No, it's not. Ooh. I'm lying all the time.
All right, here's the headline. This is okay.
My mom is a great mom.
I'm sure
we're tired
she is.
Of your mom.
Okay, guys, really focus. Before we go on, again, one more time, I want to remind to our new listeners, you are listening to Bad Advice on Extreme XM 165 in collaboration with SkidRowStudios.com.
I want to
welcome all our newest listeners. And here's a story for you. This woman's name is Mandy Mountain. Because when Mandy Mountain's latest fella recoiled in horror while giving her oral pleasure, she wondered what on earth could possibly be wrong. Only when the ashen-faced bloke emerged from between her thunderous thighs, clutching the flattened remains of a kitten, she realize this was no ordinary bedroom mishap.
There was a dead kitten in her
This woman weighed in
areas.
Excess of 450 pounds.
Where was the pussy?
In her pussy.
Under. It was, in fact...
She sat on it.
It was pussy on pussy crime.
That's
my favorite.
What the fuck?
Do they have a picture of this nasty?
Dude, they do, and I'm going to show you. Let me finish the story.
Dude.
Apparently...
Somebody went and looked then?
The kitten's grisly fate only came to light when the beau discovered the pancake flat cat in the folds of her flab. Mandy apparently revealed... Poor little buttons must have suffocated when I rolled over. I never even noticed. And it wasn't even her kitten. She was looking after it for a neighbor.
How could she not notice buttons, like trying to gasp for air and scratch at her skin?
Well, it says her boyfriend was going down on her when he shrieked and leapt back sobbing.
Can I just tell you, if you took one look at her, like, I can't believe that that's what made him shriek, because it's pretty gross.
Yeah,
he must have been there.
Big girls.
No, this is all right, not
big.
Wait, hold on. Let me finish. Sorry. It says, he must have been in there dead for some time, at least 3 or 4 hours. We gave him a proper burial and broke the news to my neighbors, but I feel terrible about it, and she can't apologize enough.
Well, here's the good news. You know, it wasn't her vagina that smelt. You know, like, because, you know, that's what you gotta do.
You gotta put a dead cat
Instead
down there.
Of fish, someone said you smell like dead cat.
You just throw a dead cat in the corner. This way it takes.
I'm gonna go out on a limb and say her vagina smells too.
Can I see that picture?
You cannot clean this.
She's like this woman.
This woman makes a living modeling on the internet for guys into very large women.
Mm-hmm.
It says this was a wake up call for her that she needs to lose weight at all costs.
Yeah.
It says she eats the equivalent of 36 Big Mac hamburgers or 12 giant pepperoni pizzas every single day.
That's so bad for her.
Can I see her a second?
What the hell?
How does she get on a toilet?
She doesn't.
That's the biggest concern.
Special thing.
I think the biggest concern is that, you know,
she's just
killing animals in the neighborhood.
The ASPCA and PETA is going to be at your house.
The worst part of this is that.
The baby, the owner of that cat, probably cried.
Yes.
No, buttons turned into pancake.
Well, I'm going to tell you this. Looking at the photo of Miss Mountain, she's got a very pretty face.
But yeah, I mean, she's beautiful, but the problem is that she's going to die if she keeps that shit up.
Let me tell you, I would never let a person that big wash my cat, because
she might eat it.
It could have been like a Big Mac to her. She wouldn't know.
For one, they're both stupid. Why didn't they just say the cat ran away? You going to put your business out there so you can eat
it. That's a very good point.
I don't know
Is that really? Is that the black guy perspective? Don't take responsibility.
That's right, Negro.
That's right, Negro.
That you was eating out some big hat for her, and then she sat on the cat and all that. And
I got news for you. The guy going down there, don't be surprised if that wasn't a brrother.
Hold See, on. This is why black and Italians. This is why.
I knew it was. Only a black man would take your leftovers like that.
You know what I mean? This is why black and Italians have a lot in common, because we don't say nothing. We don't know nothing. We just, you know what I mean? Like, keep your mouth shut.
Two things. I got two things. Okay, one is it's really sad she weighs 2,000 pounds and is a B cup. That's sad.
She is not a B cup.
Yeah,
the fat itself is going to take
yeah,
over.
Yeah, that's sad. And the second thing is, being the representative of all black men, Big Mike, I know stereotypically you love booty. Is this too much booty?
You know,
you can't
I can't
find
see the booty.
Booty.
No
booty. Too much
at that
cushion
point.
For the pussy.
This is, there would be no booty.
The whole thing is
shapeless.
A booty.
Yes.
You
got
to have
question.
The hugest dick just to pass
through
the
I have to tell
fan.
You, looking at this picture, I just couldn't tell what the hell it was.
Yeah, it looks like eight. You know those pictures where, like, how many triangles are in this picture?
Yeah.
It looks like how many asses are in that picture, and I'm going with, like, 43.
She looks like the Michelin man, but she's a woman.
My grandfather loved
armpit sex with that chick. I mean, there's some new things you can just do.
Yeah, there's a lot of nooks and crannies here. And I actually, like... Yeah, it looks
can you
like,
actually open those legs? I mean, if you physically look at it, I don't think you could actually spread.
No, you got to do the lift and hump.
You need a jab.
You heard about the lift and hump?
Please warn me before you say that when I'm taking a drink.
It's funny. It's like this one person on top, and then the stomach part. Like it's all like it looks like the pig's feet. My grandfather would.
I would fuck
fantastic.
I would fuck Big Mike before her.
I don't blame you.
I don't know
you.
How I feel about that.
Oh my God, I don't know how
take
I feel.
It as a compliment.
I have a seat for that.
Okay, guys, it's time to move on to questions.
And run.
Yeah, okay, it's time to move on to questions. If you have one of our holiday questions for us, 800-893-9562. Remember, you're also listening to Bad Advice on Extreme XM 165 in collaboration with Skid Row Studios. Also, make sure you follow us on Twitter. The hashtag is Drew's Bad Advice. You can also like us on Facebook. It is time for some questions.
Yes.
Now, here, because it is our holiday show and we are having wine, we got a bunch of holiday questions sent in to our Twitter feed and also online. So let's get to some of those.
Excellent.
This one, our first one comes from Dutch. Dutch wrote in and said, every Christmas, my brother makes me look bad by getting everyone better gifts than me. He makes a lot more money than I do. What can I do to not look so bad and maybe even things up?
Put your name on the card.
Steal his credit card.
Yeah, dude.
I was going to say, steal his money.
Yeah, take the money.
I was
run.
Going someplace different. Is his dick bigger? Because then just pull it out.
Oh, I like
put
that.
Put a dick in a box. Yeah. Is that what you say?
I don't want to give that to the niece, but I'm just saying.
The dick in a box.
Oh, yeah. Dick in a box.
On him. Bam.
What kind of family Christmases do you have that would even be an option?
Oh, I have such vanilla, beautiful family Christmases. They're so lovely.
Nice. I'm Jewish. I don't.
You could take an impression if you have a really nice penis of your penis and then.
And just give that to everyone?
Yeah, give it.
Suck on this.
Turn your penis into a dildo. They have kids.
Yeah,
kits,
look,
so.
She knows.
I would have to do that.
Dick, but it ain't
an average
dick.
I mean, that's, hold on. Here's my average dick for you.
Okay, hold on. Wait, what
you know what I'm saying, Rod? It's arrogance to say, hey, look at this motherfucker.
No, I would. My shit.
I'd do it just to make my brother cry. No.
Yeah, Drew's
my advice is every time he gives you a gift, just talk shit about the gift.
Like,
Okay. I'm gonna screen TV. This is a piece of shit.
Just say it's
I was gonna get a 70-inch.
Exactly. And God, that was a re-gift. Somebody gave it to him at the office.
The technology is so going out. My God.
And then he'll stop giving you gifts, and you'll feel better.
What's the guy's name?
Dutch.
Dutch, listen, first of all, change your name. That's a stupid name.
Agreed.
But secondly, what I suggest is make something out of popsicle sticks. People love homemade gifts.
Oh, yeah.
And you will. The fact that you put the effort, you're going to look like so much more sensitive than your brother with all the money.
No. Draw a unicorn.
If I got something out of popsicle sticks and the other person got like a big screen TV, I'd be like, what is this piece of shit?
Yeah, exactly. Okay, before we move on to the next question, I'll give you one little quick final piece of advice, person. Dutch. If your brother's got kids, do what made my life hell, okay? You get your brother's kid, and hopefully he has no like musical skill whatsoever, like his first drum set.
Oh, that's wrecked.
And just tell him he's got to practice like 8 hours a day.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. That's a great idea.
That's really good advice.
And that will torch it. It's good bad advice.
It is good bad advice.
No, that's just good advice if you're trying to fuck someone over.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, that's not because I'm not a good person.
I say you bang the bro's wife. You just hit that shit.
Oh, that's a good idea.
You dropped that shit until it gets nippy.
Big Mike is like every story. Did you hit that shit or what? Did you rock that pussy?
You're raising my son. How you doing, Uncle Kid? Yeah.
All right. Well, Mike, you're going to like this next question then.
Okay.
This one comes from Mercedes in Baton Rouge.
She wrote and said, her.
I think I may be a lesbian. What's the best way to find out? I know, right?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Nancy.
Nancy.
What do you got?
I don't know. Suck a dick and gauge how nauseous you get.
You know what? Do like the Pepsi challenge. Put a pussy and a dick next to each other and do both and see which one you like better.
Or do the masturbation challenge and masturbate once to the thought of fucking a man and once to the thought of fucking a woman and see which orgasm is better.
Mistresses, notice how you say the thought. I don't know about you, Ron, but I can't jack off the thought no more. Unless I'm in county jail. I need a video. Neighbor walking by, I'm looking through the window, and I'm like, yes.
See, here's the thing. The reason why sometimes women are better than men in a little bit of ways is that our thoughts are so awesome that most times they could never come true.
That's actually how I have to do thought. I mean, it used to be like I could just think of a chick and make it happen. Now I've got to like have four girls I would never be able to bang blowing me at the same time to jerk off.
That sort of rules out the jerking off part, doesn't it?
No, it wouldn't work. I just have to imagine that. Or them taking... And girls that I would never... Not only girls that I would never sleep with, not just because they're hotter than me, but because I don't even like them.
Oh, hate jack off. Yeah, I've done that.
It's almost hater baiting.
Yeah.
It's almost. I almost have to do that.
I didn't watch porn for that.
I can. Yeah, hate baiting is hater baiting.
That does work. Hater baiting.
It totally works.
There's this chick that does.
Mom, I'm sorry. You had to hear that.
Skeletor. I did that once.
Isn't that weird? My mom listens to the show.
Please back my.
Oh, yeah, I could jerk off to Wonder Woman.
You brought up such a wonderful little boy.
Thank you. You know, she was a guest on the show.
And you may have also heard that he's the cock of legend.
She should take credit for that, actually.
Yeah, that's good genetics.
My God.
Actually, your father.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. My father's not with us anymore, but he would have been proud.
Well, but he was the original cock of legend. Your cock of legend mini.
You know, I never asked Mom that, and I never will, but...
Well, now she knows.
Seriously?
Maybe she'll write it in the Christmas card she heard.
Just let her know.
Hey, that was Dad swinging.
See, I didn't get lucky at that. My dad had a huge dick that I accidentally saw. That wasn't fun. But he gave that to my brother. He gave me the IQ.
Oh, it skipped a generation.
I'm not going to ask how you know what your brother's back in.
Oh, you want to know why?
No, I don't.
Because they're brothers.
The same people.
Oh. Well, they're brothers. They see each other naked.
Those two girls did not fuck me, but they did fuck my brother. And they were like, your brother's dick is huge.
Fucking cunts.
Wow.
Yeah, she did not give you nothing. Told you
about
it.
Oh, no, like, mistress.
Yeah. Please tell me that you came back with, yeah, but my oral sex is better. Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah, exactly. Because I have to work for this shit.
Fuck yeah.
Well, okay, we've helped out Mercedes, so let's go. We have another Christmas question.
This is so not Christmas. Jesus is pissed off right now.
I missed everything. But
Jesus, listen.
Yes, the fictional character of Jesus is pissed off.
I got a Facebook message. Jesus is a fan of Bad Advice.
Is he?
Yes.
Does he like us? Awesome.
Hate baiting is the way to celebrate the baby Jesus.
Nice. Okay, listen. Leslie and Silmar wrote in and said, last year I got really drunk at my company Christmas party and I hooked up with someone that works in my building. I never told my husband. Now we're supposed to go to this year's party together and I'm scared the other guy may say something. What should I do?
He's not going
to
say anything. Just shut the fuck up.
Go to the party.
What she should do is bang the other dude so he keeps shutting the fuck up.
Wait, what's the question?
Did you miss it, Vic?
Yeah, my headset's working.
I'll tell you again. This woman got very drunk at her Christmas party last year, hooked up with somebody that works for the company and never told her husband. Now they're going to the Christmas party with her husband this year and she's scared he's going to say something.
I suggest a threesome.
I like it.
What does the husband get though if he's not into like
dudes.
It? Yeah.
What kind of threesomes have you been in? Have you been in threesomes with mistresses before where you suck cock? Because that's not the kind of mistress, the thing I'm talking about.
No, what kind of, two dudes.
Yeah, what do you do?
That's true.
Yeah.
That's good for the girl.
There's a lot to do. So sucking cock while getting fucked.
No. It's good for the girl. They're asking, what's the guy getting out of it?
They get to use a girl in multiple ways.
That's his wife. He already uses her.
Isn't it his wife?
You can't do DP with your wife without another cock.
I'm very double penetration.
We have to explain that.
Shish kebab. It's a shish kebab.
I will admit to you that when my balls touch another man's balls, I'm just not into it.
It's very weird.
And I'm not homophobic, not worried about that stuff.
We're back
just
to this.
Not
but how do your balls hit each other if, like, I mean, your how balls. Droopy
do you
are
you remember
balls?
The click-clack toy? You know the click-clack
I love
toy?
I the click-clack toy.
Yeah, well, that's how it happens.
Hold on a second. Have you never seen double penetration?
No.
I have.
Guys, we're talking over each other.
I want to say something right now.
Quickly.
Let me just say something. We have an expert on double penetration. He's sitting across from me. Drew has been involved in double penetrations for many times. His balls have touched other men.
Really?
Yeah. What's it like, Drew?
Cock of legend.
You don't even think about it.
Yeah, block it out.
But let me ask you this.
One of the times I did it was with a brother.
Really? Oh.
Yeah.
I think we might have met ourselves.
I'll tell you the comic's name off the air. It's a very funny story.
In all seriousness,
it's like the ebony and ivory of Cock of Legends.
I want to ask you this. I think touching balls is whatever, but has another man's sperm ever touched you?
No.
Bullshit.
Oh, you know what? As an older dude now?
First of all, we're not getting into this conversation because it has nothing to do with what we're doing.
I think it's important.
It's not.
I did all my dirty shit when I was like 17, so like I don't even know if I mean, so you were 17.
You're supposed to get dirtier and dirtier as you get older.
Yeah, I don't know. I just
I had a filthy youth. I can't keep that up anymore.
I know you can't.
Yeah, me and my cousins just sit up and jack off with each other and shit.
That is very that is not
women
normal.
Don't do that. No, like, hey, let's have a girls' night and masturbate together.
Women don't do circle jerks.
Yeah, when I think about it now.
Did you ever suck your cousin's genitalia?
What?
Okay. Now you're a freakazoid.
Yeah, exactly. You are going to get...
Big
seriously?
Big Mike's been drinking. I'm going to turn into that nigga Big Mike soon.
Right? Exactly.
I didn't even understand.
It's going to be like, I understand why he shot the white
Mike,
dude.
Mike, don't go near him.
I didn't get what you just said.
He
said he's gonna bitch slap your ass off.
Yeah, let's translate for the Jewish kid.
He's gonna bitch fuck your shit up.
If you're gonna tell me you were double jerking off with your cousin, I'm gonna ask if you sucked his penis.
You asked twice now.
Don't do it a third time.
The guy that asked you, would you like some cocaine? No, I don't do that. You sure you don't want no cocaine? The third time, I'm like, look, motherfucker, I don't do coke, bitch. So that would be the response you get on it.
All right, we're moving on.
I think it's
We have another Christmas question.
Ooh, Christmas.
He said it was a fair question.
It's a fair question.
So I'm going to go there. Did you fuck your mama? Since mama thinks y'all was reincarnated.
That is
see?
So...
See, it didn't say...
It's a fair question.
Fair question. I fucked yours.
No!
You're going to get your ass kicked. Do you see how big he is? I have to help you after the show.
Did you notice Mike is drinking?
He's making a fist.
Fist is bigger than your whole body.
I know. Is that a bad thing to say?
And he's drinking.
Is it a bad thing to say?
Dude.
Am I going to be in trouble?
See, you could have left it at even. I talked about your cousin.
You brought my mom into it.
This is not your mama so fat. It's not.
Right? We are moving on. You know what? Nothing but love in the room.
Oh my God, they shook.
No, Vic, just, you know, when a black man puts his fist out to you, he means it for a fist bump. He's not trying to punch you.
You're so white, Vic.
I'm not invisible, man. What's up?
Vic is like, he's coming right at me.
It's
all right.
Growing. The Negro fist is getting bigger.
I was getting scared.
I know. All right, listen, guys. Moving on. I want to remind all our listeners, you are listening to Bad Advice on Extreme XM 165 in collaboration with Skid Row Studios. We are having a great show today. You have a couple minutes left if you want to call in at 800-893-9562. Our next question is from Allison. I love this. She is from Bergenfield, New Jersey, which is the town right next door to where I grew up. So I have hometown listeners.
Nice. Ooh.
Allison wrote in and said, my husband and I have role played before, and I really enjoy it.
Nice.
But he has recently asked me to dress as an elf, and he wants to be Santa. It just feels weird and creepy to me because I think an elf is like a child and Santa is a married man. Now, before we even do this question, I got to say, I was really hoping for our Christmas show, Vic, that you were going to come dressed as an elf.
You'd be the best elf ever.
Oh, and I'd love to beat the shit out of you, too, if you were an elf.
Truth is, I have an agent who would send me out on elf auditions, and the people in the elves waiting in the room would be so pissed because I'm a little tall.
I would fucking love if you came in as an elf.
First off, let's be clear about this, okay? Elves are not young. All right, as an expert on elves, having read thousands of fans.
Because they don't die. They're like, they live on.
Are we talking Santa's elves? Are we talking like...
Santa's elves are still elves. Lord of the Rings elves, still young.
You know? Yeah.
Well, I've read all of that.
Right, exactly.
So. No, I think this but this guy is clearly talking about Santa's elves.
Okay, so here's what I'm saying. From the mistress perspective, this is a gateway to age play, which I have no problem with. He wants to daddy little girl play, which is fantastic if that's something they like. But if it's something that makes her uncomfortable, then perhaps it's the wrong gateway to go in towards.
Mm-hmm. But I don't think she thinks too
we're supposed to
much.
Give bad advice.
Maybe she just looked at it some
maybe
tights.
Women think too much.
Yes,
honey.
Y'all do.
I think
it's all complicated.
Yeah, that definitely crept into good advice, and I agree with you. That's right. See, it happens to everybody. We all get serious every now and again.
Perhaps the alternative would be to try some pet play, is what I'm saying.
Pet play?
Oh yeah.
My God.
Like have her dress as a reindeer?
Yes!
Naturally.
I got
that nose.
I like that.
I got a good idea. She should be the Joe Pesci elf and just fucking blow his head off and just be like, oh, no. What are you doing? You looking at me? And just like fucking crap him in the head.
Oh, I also left out a part of her question. I feel bad. I'm sorry about that, Allison. It said, it feels weird and creepy to me. I just think an elf is like a child, not to mention Santa is a married man.
First of all, I'm going to tell you
really,
something.
That's your
I know.
Allison, you think too much. You're a bore in bed. You need to expand yourself. I am a very big role player. I think it's wonderful to expand the mind. It allows you to do things you would never do in real life. It's fantasy. It's using the mind. And you know what? You sound like I said, a big bore. And I think you need to play along.
Well, she's willing, though. She says she does other role play and she likes it.
She's, maybe she's method and she doesn't look like an elf, you know what I mean? And so she can't get into it. I mean, it you matter. Kind of fit maybe the bill.
What if
so
she's like
different.
A really tall woman?
What's
you know,
this,
what
this
if she's...
What's name again?
Allison?
Allison, look, this is Ron Swallow. I'm going to tell you one thing. Vic, it's a dick.
He's about the size of Drew's dick, actually.
Let me reiterate, though. That
why
is just
guys,
in...
Well, this isn't about me.
This is just in this specific situation. Normally, Vic is a very nice man. This situation, you just do whatever your dude wants to do. Have a nice time, and then you make him dress up something that makes him uncomfortable afterwards.
Nice. What
she should do is
either that, or we go with Nancy's suggestion. We're dressed like a reindeer.
Also, I want to
just saying, you know, I mean, have him feed you some treats with his hand, and you know, you just kind of nuzzle his hand.
Ah, that's nice. Like she's like totally getting it. She's thought this one through.
You really trust? I think about this all the time.
I don't think I can ever be a submissive because that would not do.
You're not a submissive.
Yeah, no, I'm with you on that.
That's how you need
but
to
I
be.
But like I like feeding
you like
treats.
Having one, right? Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
I'm feeding the treats. Awesome. We break each other's hips because we both are so angry. Take that.
True. We would be like, fuck you.
I want to tell our dominatrix that your submissive has wonderful cleavage.
She has fantastic tits.
She's adorable.
Yeah. I'm going to decorate them next week.
Oh, excellent. As what? As an elf or what?
No. We're having a competition at a femdom dungeon, and I'm going to use royal icing with a candy, and I'm going to make a corset on her.
That's beautiful, actually.
The beautiful thing is she has no say in the matter.
That sounds
no,
like,
she doesn't.
I should
food.
Also add this. I had a really fun time. If you want to listen to a very funny episode on The Love Bite here on Skid Row Studios, I was a guest on The Love Bite. And I got to say, you know, I listened to it. Would you agree? Very funny episode.
Oh, very funny episode.
It was a lot of fun.
It is titled Cock of Legend.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you should listen to it.
Is it about you? Is it featuring you?
Featuring Drew.
Oh. Did you have to highlight it?
May I just say that this whole time, all I've been thinking is that I really dislike the penis, but I'm really curious to know what Big Mike's penis looks like.
Additionally,
how does it go into her?
It's funny you say that.
Oh, snap. Oh, my God.
No, it's funny you say that because when I saw Big Mike, I thought the same thing.
It's like, this is just a guess, but I'm going to go ahead and say, go look at a tree.
There's two things being cool about being black. One, people assume you got a big dick, and other, they assume you can fight. What if you can't do either one? Yeah. No, I haven't handled my shit both ways. No, excuse me. I throw down ball ways.
This guy's a bitch. I'd kick his ass.
But he does have pussy
wise. You know how they call
Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Mike. You want to have a contest? We're drinking.
Oh, man.
I just have to
I want to see this contest.
My whole rep, okay?
I have one quick question, and then we can move on. I just am curious. Have you two, you dominatrix, you submissive, have you tasted her vagina?
Yes.
Wow. What does it taste like?
vagina. Chicken.
Popcorn. What are you saying?
No, no, no. The correct answer is all rainbows.
I will tell you one thing it does not taste like. Dead kitten.
Yeah.
I have also groomed her. I've shaved her and I've groomed her like a dog. It was awesome.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow, wow, wow. Yippee-yo, yippee-yay.
She looks so proud of that.
She is. She loves it. It's very humiliating to be treated in such a objectified way.
No, dude, she does look like she's getting turned on by this conversation.
She does.
She's okay. right now.
She's getting flushed.
We are going to go off on another tangent if I don't reel you maniacs back in. So again, our number, 800-893-9562. I want to remind you one more time that if you are one of our new serious listeners, you are enjoying our show because you're listening on Extreme XM 165 in collaboration with Skid Row Studios here in downtown L.A. I want to remind you we are here every Saturday, 2 to 3. Make sure you like us on Facebook. The hashtag for Twitter is Drew's Bad Advice. And we have time for like maybe two more questions. We do have some more holiday ones. This one is from Larry in Mattawan, New Jersey.
Oh, Larry again.
Larry wrote in and said, Christmas is coming and I really don't want to go to my family's for Christmas. Between paying for the flight, having to get everyone... Oh, did we have... We had a call.
A call?
Holy crap.
But we lost our booth guy.
Oh, but the booth guy's not there. Listen, caller, if you're listening, call back in like just 1 minute.
Or just hang on. Right?
I think it dropped a call, but if you call back, we'll get you right through. All right, so it says, Christmas is coming. I really don't want to go to my family's for Christmas. Between paying for the flight and having to get everyone presents and dealing with my family, I really don't want to. Any suggestions on how to get out of it?
Go to jail.
That's perfectly concise. I can't come up with anything.
You know what I mean? I mean, that's just perfect. It's perfect.
Say you're gay.
Or, no, there is one other option is to kill yourself.
Oh.
No. Kill your family.
Kill your family?
Oh, my God.
You kill your family, you're going right back to Big Mike's advice.
Go to jail.
Not if you do it right.
You go to lockup.
All right. Well, this one, we have, wow. Okay. We have these three questions. They're all interesting. They're not really holiday questions, but I like them. These were sent in through our Twitter feed. Hey, Nick, it said dropped call. So I don't know if we got a call. They may call back. If you're listening, please do call back. Nick is, our super sound guy is back in the booth.
Call back. Please call
there you
back.
Go.
Yo,
all right,
don't
this
got
one.
ID in this big studio, man. Call the fool up.
Yeah, right? Okay, here we go. This one comes from a guy named Richard. Richard says, "My girlfriend loves to go to sleep with her head on my chest. I find it cute, and I really kind of like it. The problem is that she drools when she sleeps. By morning, my chest is a mess. Is there anything I can do?"
Oh, get in one of those mouth guards or something.
No.
Really?
No.
Like a boxer?
You wear terry cloth pajamas.
Yeah, put
is
like
this a couple.
Yeah.
Wear a bib.
Yeah, bib. Put a bib on her.
Chucks pad.
Or him.
What's a chucks pad?
Slap her in the face.
Incontinence pad.
Oh, we do have a call. Do we have a call?
All right,
hold on. Let's put our call through.
Oh, wow.
Everybody shut up.
Hello.
Caller, are you there?
Hi.
Hello. Who do we have?
This is Du. Is Marie there?
Oh, hey, Du. Hey,
is it Du Kerpalani?
How's it going, Marie?
Yes, good, except I've been a bunch of animals today.
I like how we get a call, but it's only for one specific person.
Caller after the show?
Really, Du, I'm the host, but hey, thanks. You know, next time you want to call my house and ask for a distant cousin, what do you want to do?
Drew, meet Du.
Hey, Du. Drew and Du.
Hey, Du, it's Ron Swallow.
Hey, Ron. How's it going, buddy?
All right, now, okay, listen, I'm going to have to take control here. Du, what's up, man? You know you're calling bad advice, right?
Do you have a fucking question or what?
I do.
All right, let's have it, Du. What's up, buddy? Because we only got 2 minutes.
I only got 2 minutes?
Yes.
Shouldn't I get two minutes for each of the people I know?
No.
Dude, our show ends in 2 minutes. Spit it out.
Oh.
Dude, he's stoned.
Yeah, I just called him to see if it was the right number.
Dude. Yes, holy cow. Dude, listen, I am really happy that for Christmas you got your medical marijuana card.
I can say this, Marie and Ron, you have a friend who's an idiot.
No,
dude, hold on. Dude, do you have a question you want to join us with?
I actually am an idiot. So the girl in San Diego, right?
Uh-huh.
That I'm trying to, you know?
Yep.
She texted back like 3 days later.
Okay.
Being so busy, had to leave at 6:30 a.m.
Uh huh.
So then I waited like 4 hours, and I just texted back, "Nice."
So you texted her because you wanted to hook up, right?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to answer this question for Big Mike. So you want to tap that ass, right?
Yeah.
You want to bitch fuck that shit up, right?
Speed bang. I wouldn't put it in that language, but okay.
Oh, you trying to make love like and have some babies.
I think it's somewhere in between, guys.
All right, here's the thing, dude. Yeah, if a woman, first of all, if a woman wants to text instead of actually talk to you, it's a waste of time.
No, it's not.
No, that's not true. That's a complete lie. That's not true.
Drew, it's not your fault that you're old and technologically
let me tell you something.
Fucked up. But
they don't talk on the phone anymore.
All right, hold on. We got to make this quick because we got to wrap it up. Go ahead.
Here's the deal. This is Vic calling. I'm going to tell you right now, if this is the way you normally communicate, the way this call is going, you have very serious communication issues. That's the problem.
I don't know what you texted her, but it's pretty simple. You can text her something simple that's like sexy. And something like, hey, want to make out?
Yeah. Just go, listen.
Yes, listen,
I want to just text her and go, I want to tap that ass.
No,
and then get back to us. All right. Listen, guys, we got to wrap it up. I want to thank everybody for being here. You've been listening to Bad Advice. If you're listening to us on Sirius, you're on Extreme XM 165 in collaboration with Skid Row Studios. We will see you next week.
Yay.
Ciao.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.